I think there's one key, and that key is do something every single day that furthers your brand, that furthers your business development process.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Maxville Verde, the creator of Morning Head, a product that cures bedhead. You heard me, in seconds without the need for a shower. Not only is his product perfect for people who shower at night, it's being used by motorcycle and bike commuters with helmet hair, hikers and campers, and even parents trying to get their kids out the door and ready for school. Max, really a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Eric, really, really excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. So tell me, how did you come up with the idea for Morning Head? I know this is going to be entertaining.
Well, you know, it is. I mean, it's a problem that I was having. I have a full-time job on where I'm an engineer, sales engineer for a major construction manufacturer. And I routinely shower at night after I work out or go mountain biking. And, so, you know, the following morning, I have this crazy bed hair, and I'm left with the decision of do I shower again or do I simply wet my hair in the sink? Now, unless you have a real scary night terror, sweaty dream, I don't feel like I need another shower in the morning. So I was, you know, wetting my hair in the sink, trying to wet my hair in the shower. And I found that there's a lot of other people who are, you know, feeling my same morning woes, especially night showers. So you know, I set out to develop this product, trying different materials, different hats. Over the course of the next few weeks, I developed that Morning Head cap, and it really is this crazy, crazy product that you simply add water to it, throw it on your head, and in a matter of seconds, your hair is wet like you just got out of the shower. So no water dripping down your neck, and the cool thing is you can really do it anywhere. So while it wasn't originally designed for motorcycle commuters, after it started to kind of catch on, a bunch of motorcycle commuters and bicycle commuters started writing in saying how this was helping them in terms of fixing their messy hair after wearing their helmet on their way to work. So there's a bunch of different applications for it. Seems like there was a real need for a way to quickly and effectively fix your hair, fix messy hair, when you don't have either time for a shower, access to a shower, or want to take a shower. So that's basically the Morning Head cap.
Really interesting. Now, how did you get Morning Head off the ground once you came up with the idea?
Well, so I, you know, had the idea, and you know, I didn't know if it was just kind of a silly idea it would just work for me. My wife really liked it. I liked it, but you know, I didn't really want to throw it out on Facebook and get all my friends, you know, patronizing me. I really wanted to know if this product had legs. So, you know, I threw it on Kickstarter, which is a crowdfunding website. Basically made a video, a first-person video, talking to my computer for, you know, it took me about 3.5 hours to make this video, and threw it on this Kickstarter platform. And for those of you who don't know, what Kickstarter is you basically post a video, you post different rewards and tiers of backing. So I've basically said, hey, if you can pledge $10, that is basically a pre-order of a two-pack of Morning Head caps. You know, I pitched the idea and said, you know, if anyone else is feeling these same morning woes, back it for $10, and as soon as we are production ready, we'll be shipping out product. I set a very modest goal of $1,000 and a 30-day campaign. And within about a day, it had reached the $1,000 goal. And over the next 30 days, it ended up a little over, right around $6,500. So that the beauty of Kickstarter was that it was basically no out-of-pocket expense. I could really properly vet that idea. I didn't need to, go around polling people, do you think this is a good idea? At the end of the day, it's when people put money up, that's when you know that something's a good idea. And so over the course of the next 30 days, I was getting great feedback from this Kickstarter community. I was obviously getting cash so I could then produce these items, set up the website, set up the company, and basically with zero out-of-pocket expense, was able to launch Morninghead in about 30 days. So I can't say enough about Kickstarter and the crowdfunding process. Yes, they did take around 5%. Kickstarter takes 5%, and then there's credit card fees, which equaled about 5%. They took about 10%, but hey, they can take 10% all day long if they're bringing in that type of exposure, that type of idea vetting. It was really great, and I can't say enough about Kickstarter.
That is really phenomenal. Now, as far as inspirations is concerned, anything that has inspired you along the way, either prior, during, or to date, that has carried you through?
Yeah, I mean, I went to school for engineering, but a friend of mine, Simon Salgado, took a year off to start a company, and when he came back to school, he recommended that I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That book really kind of instilled this kind of entrepreneurial spirit inside me. Basically, what I took away from it was that, you basically get your assets above your expenses, and you're in good shape. So that's kind of really shaped me and the way I kind of conduct business is get my personal expenses down, get my assets up. And I just saw, this idea for Morninghead and possibly starting Morninghead.com as being a way to kind of bring in a small amount of capital, nice little assets, nice little monthly income there to supplement my current job. Also, 4-Hour Work Week, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about that book. Just really great book. And the biggest takeaway there would be just kind of, are you being productive or are you just active? And I really look at everything I do in Morninghead, in my 40-hour weekday job. What am I doing? Am I just doing busy work, or is this really helping the bottom line? Is it really helping throughput? And the last, thing that really kind of has helped me is just finished the E-Myth Revisited book, and basically that's really good for any sort of entrepreneur, one-man band, any sort of small outfit. It basically showed me that I need to have a VP of marketing, VP of operations, VP of finance, and a CEO tying that all together. And even if all four of those positions are me, you need to put on those different caps and literally work in just marketing and report to yourself as a CEO. And that sort of compartmentalization has really helped me being kind of a one-man band. And yes, my wife does help out with fulfilling orders, but at the end of the day, I got to answer to the CEO, which is Max with the CEO cap on. So that's really helped in a big way. But I love audiobooks, so I really kind of try to soak up as much as I can that way.
I tell you what, talking about inspiring, you're inspiring the listeners without a question with this information. Today we're joined by Max Valverde, the creator of Morninghead, a product that cures bedhead in seconds without the need for a shower, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I understand you currently also have a full-time job. You mentioned that a little earlier. How is it managing Morninghead on the side?
Well, I mean, really, I think I did I went to a talk maybe about 5 years ago about entrepreneurship. I had probably just read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I had the bug. And I remember this one gentleman, I can't remember where it was or what or when it was, but he said, listen, if you can't put in an 80-hour week, then you don't belong in entrepreneurship. It's obviously through 4-hour work week, I realized you need to work smart, but at the end of the day, you need to be able to push. You need to be able to work hard. So my day job is a 40-hour week job, doing sales engineering, and I love that job. But at the end of the day, I have an extra 40 hours a week that I could be and should be working on my entrepreneurial endeavors with. So basically, I say to myself, if I say, hey, I'm working a full-time job, you know, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to start a company. Well, then I don't belong in entrepreneurship because there's an extra 40 hours a week that I can be doing something. You know, how much TV do we watch every day? You know, like right now I'm on my lunch break at my day job. You know, there's time everywhere. And if you really break down your week, there's so much time to do all these things. And we like to create excuses. And, you know, myself included, I'm no saint here. I for years I've been saying how busy I am. But really, there's so much time in the week, so much time in the day. And, you know, as long as we can really kind of harness that time, there's so much we can do. So at the end of the day, you know, if you can't put in 80 hours a week, you don't belong in entrepreneurship. I'm only working 40 hours a week, so I got an extra 40 hours a week for Morninghead. That's the way I see it.
What is the future for Morninghead as you see it today?
Well, I want to continue to grow the brand awareness, you know, continue getting the word out. You know, ideally I'd get it on a program like Howard Stern or Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien. You know, the name has such a funny alternate meaning that, you know, it can really be a field day for comedy writers. So basically just getting the word out, you know, the more people who hear about it, the more people that get to try it. Our satisfaction rate is, you know, 90%. So basically, you know, people are seeing it because of, you know, the name possibly going viral. And then people who really have this need, primarily night showers, but basically anyone who, you know, we even have people who are, you know, who take naps on a daily basis and wake up with this crazy nap hair. Basically, just getting the word out, more brand awareness is really going to help Morninghead. And then eventually get into retail like a Walmart or a CVS. There was, you know, the reason I think it would work in retail is there was a time I was out and about, you know, going to the store on a Sunday. I didn't fix my hair because I wasn't going to be seeing anyone important. I get a call from my wife saying that, you know, her parents, my father and mother-in-law, were going to be in town in, you know, in 5 minutes, and, you know, come home and let's cook up a barbecue. They're great people, so it's not a big deal, but I would have liked to have been able to pull into a CVS, get a Morninghead cap, fix my hair up, come right home, good to go. So, you know, obviously just getting the word out and then, you know, eventually getting into retail.
A lot of great, exciting things going on for you. It certainly does appear. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Morninghead online.
They can go to morninghead.com. Basically, just our website is pretty comprehensive. We're in the process of adding a lot of good content. We have new videos up every couple weeks or so, and we're, you know, adding a blog, and basically the content is going to be fresh there on a weekly basis. So check out morninghead.com for more information.
And I assume they could also purchase the Morninghead caps as well?
Yep. It's a, you know, it's a fully functional e-commerce website. So, yeah, morninghead.com. You can get the caps. You can learn more. And, you know, if anyone has any questions about anything, feel free to shoot me an email. It's on the website, but it's max@morninghead.com. So I'm fully available there.
Very good. In conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
The biggest thing I could say is just to get something to market quick. Don't work in a vacuum. You know, we all think we're really smart, and we probably are, but when you do something in a vacuum and just keep trying to make it perfect without trying it, then you get it there and you realize you just spent all this time trying to make something perfect without ever having anyone see it. So the biggest thing I can say is no matter what it is, if you're a service industry business, if you have a product, if you have, no matter what it is, get it out in front of people. Get it out to market quick. You know, you're not going to be crucified just because the product's not fully there. Get something out there, get some feedback, and, you know, that's the biggest piece of advice I can get.
Yes, sense of urgency. He is Max Valverde, the creator of Morninghead, a product that cures bedhead in seconds without the need for a shower. Not only is his product perfect for people who shower at night, it's being used by motorcycle and bike commuters with helmet hair, hikers and campers, and even parents trying to get their kids ready for school. And the website of reference, go check it out. It's morninghead.com. Max, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
It certainly has. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.